It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Are you calling for What's for Breakfast?
Yes.
Yay, you saved us.
Wow.
And what's that banana bite? I just had to follow up with that.
Who is calling? Where are you from?
This is Ginger, and I'm calling from Northeast Brainerd, and you've heard me a couple of times on green cheese.
Wonderful. Thanks for calling, Ginger. Have you had your breakfast?
Of course I have. I usually have it between 6 and 7 a.m.
Wow.
Of course. She's just adamant. What'd you have?
Well, I rotate between three breakfasts. So today's breakfast was spiced fruit and nut oatmeal frittata with coffee.
What? An oatmeal frittata?
Yeah.
Explain.
It's something that I made up. But the spice is either cinnamon or nutmeg. This morning it was nutmeg. Fruit, blueberries, nuts. It's a mixture of pecans and walnuts, and oatmeal with almond milk. And none of that has a protein, so I add an egg, hence the frittata, which is just fun to say.
So you're not cooking it up like an egg, like an omelet frittata sort of thing? That's just part of the...
No.
Okay.
No, it's just because I added an egg. Nice. And basically it poaches when I cook it in the microwave, the egg poaches.
Oh. Hey, let's do something fun. Let's make John spell frittata.
Oh, stop it. I'm not even going to try.
Oh, okay. Ginger, can you spell frittata?
F-R-I-T-T-A-T-A.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
Okay, that's one of three. What's the second option in your repertoire?
Oh, the second option is replace the oatmeal, the milk, and the egg with yogurt.
Okay, simple, very simple.
Yep.
Is number three a little more extravagant?
Oh, number three is the most extravagant, but also the most simple. So I make my own finished rye bread. And on top of that, from Costco, I add cilantro lime crema. And then from Maury's, I add some lox. And I have that with British-inspired breakfast beans. And then lately, it's been nectarine.
What?
Okay, and the beans are not coffee beans.
No, the beans is British breakfast beans. And I learned this when I visited London, is that they have beans for breakfast.
Yeah,
and they're not like American beans. They use a northern white bean, and it's a soup like texture made with crushed tomatoes, like a tomato juice, and a little bit of spices and Worcestershire sauce.
Oh my gosh, you lost me at crema.
Think of, kind of, it's not really, but kind of a sort of less thick mayonnaise, but there's no mayonnaise in it.
Okay.
Wow. How is that simple? I'm going to have to argue with you.
Well, the beans I make in a huge pot, so, and then I freeze it all, so in individual servings. Lox you just get from Maury's, so, and that I buy a pound. And again, I wrap the pieces up in individual servings and I freeze them. And then the bread, which I make about once every 3 weeks, I use the bread machine to mix the dough. And then I take it out of the bread machine, knead it up a little bit, and I put it in the oven to finish off. So the bread's already made. So everything is pre-made.
So is this like a Saturday or Sunday breakfast usually?
It's Sunday I go out. So I had three breakfasts, so 6 days, right? So I have each day is planned out for a specific breakfast, and then Sunday I eat out.
Wow. Oh, man. Son of a
gun. We've got a breakfast expert.
Expert, yeah. I mean, you think this is something.
Well, you know, John, I really appreciate, you know, you eat the same thing every day, and I get bored with that.
I do, too.
And I used to rotate between the oatmeal and the yogurt. Now, I was getting a little tired. I wanted something, like, really different. So I have to admit, every day I have breakfast, it's something a little different, and every day I'm loving it.
Yeah. I've been introducing Eggo waffles a little bit. And then in the wintertime, when it's cold, then I will eat, oatmeal. But so it's not just Life Cereal 365.
And you might have a bigger one.
You got some variety in there.
Yeah. A little variety, yeah.
You might have eggs on a weekend or something.
I might have an egg or two.
Okay. Wow. Well, Ginger, what about your coffee? What?
The coffee right now is Cameron's, and I have a Keurig that I make it in.
Okay. You got that, John?
Yeah, I got that. I could understand that one. But I want to know what happened during the 4th of July? A lot of noise?
Oh.
Yes, there was a lot of local noise. I stayed home, and a couple or family down the street, they entertained. I live on Rice Lake, so they entertained all of Rice Lake.
Hmm.
Do you have any pets?
At the moment, I do not.
Okay. I was going to ask about how the pets fared with all the
sounds
right now with the fireworks, because it can be very tough.
My pets are my squirrels and my birds in the back on the deck.
Nice.
So I'm sure that they were all tucked in somewhere.
Yeah, my favorite is when people shoot fireworks off 10 days before the 4th of July and then 5 to 6 days after, too. I just don't quite understand that. Have a couple of dogs that freak out. But that's just the way it goes.
There's another house down the street, and they randomly shoot off fireworks about once or twice a month. You never know.
So what's on the agenda for the weekend?
What is on the agenda for the weekend? I think there's everything is virtual now, and I do believe there's the Lakes Area Music Fest is having a Zoom talk Saturday morning, and I believe there's a concert Saturday evening. And so I like to support the Lakes Area Music Fest.
Yeah.
And Sunday, I don't have much planned, but I'm thinking, if it's not too hot, of walking out socially distancing, but there's not very many people there, at the Ripley Esker.
Huh. In Fort Ripley?
It's near Fort Ripley. It's just east of it, and it's one of the DNR scientific and natural areas.
Huh, I've never heard of the Ripley. And what does Esker mean again?
Okay, so an Esker is formed by glaciers, and it's as the glaciers are melting and receding. And it's actually, you know how a river is sunken in? Mm-hmm. Well, the way the Esker is formed, that riverbed actually accumulates because it forms as the glaciers are melting. So it's actually a mound. And if you look at it, like on a geologic map, you can see how it snakes to where an ancient river was, a glacier river was.
Wow. That's cool. How do you spell Esker?
E-S-K-E-R. Okay. You're challenging me this morning.
She is a good...
You're on top of stuff. What are you? Are you retired? Or?
I recently retired in February.
From? What did you do?
Oh, I work for the USDA office. Specific department is Natural Resources Conservation Service.
Yeah, I figured. That just sounds perfect.
Yeah. Hey, Ginger, I appreciate you, the support of the Lake Serie Music Festival. They do a great job. And I heard from someone there, and they're offering KEXE, KBXE, some of the programming that they'll be able to do. So you may hear it on the air at KEXE as well. So we're really glad to be able to present some of that stuff to you, too. It's just been a great tradition in the Brainerd area, and I'm glad they figured out how to do it differently.
Yes, and I've already heard two lectures, and they've been absolutely wonderful. I really appreciate, I had no idea the station existed. And I've only been in the area, well, it's been almost 3 years. But in February, I started taking the Master Naturalist class, and the main teacher, Ellie Burkett, talked about John Latimer's phenology report. And I thought, oh, you know, that sounds really interesting. So I put on the radio station, I found it and put it on. And of course, I don't know exactly when he comes on. So, yeah, I'm just listening to the radio station, and the longer that I'm listening, the more and more I'm liking it. So I've been putting it on ever since. I love the variety. What I really love about the announcers, and I noticed this immediately, that the announcers talk to people, you talk with people, but you never talk at people. There's no condescending voice. And I just so much appreciate that. And the variety of programming that you all offer.
Wow. Well, welcome to the group, the all of us, the family of KEXE, KBXE. It's kind of, I always describe it, whether it's our events or on-air program, it's kind of the family that you get to choose.
That is true.
Well, for now, Ginger, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift. I don't know if you realize this.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Now, I don't know if this is going to work because you only have three breakfasts. You might be able to introduce one of these.
She could give it as a gift.
She could. You either get country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered to your house.
I am more likely to eat the cereal, and it's always good to upset a sequence,
right? To make a change.
Right. You got to have something different. I mean, you can't do these things in stone. You know, you always got to try something different.
See, now John might just try some lox and finish rye bread over
the
weekend.
I'm thinking of some Esker.
What?
I know. No.
And I want to thank also, you mentioned Eleanor Burkett. She's a longtime member and supporter of KEXE, KBXE. I was not surprised to hear that she was the one that turned you on to us. We appreciate that she did that.
I've learned so much from her and the class. The class was unable to finish, but it's going to pick up again in August, and I'm just really excited to be a part of that, and so looking forward to get that certification.
Well, Ginger, it was a delight to meet you. Thank you for calling in today.
Yeah, it was wonderful talking to you. It just kind of made my morning.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Don't you walk a mile with me, brother? We are friends.